From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We begin, as we do every Friday, with our reporter roundtable, where we talk about what's making news across the state. Today, we're focusing on Springfield. Joining us now is Sean Crawford, managing editor at NPR Illinois, WUIS. Sean, welcome back to The 21st Show.
Thanks, Brian.
So the Springfield Police Department released its crime statistics for 2023. What did the year look like?
Well, the department breaks down crimes in this report, which they have to report to the national authorities, and it documents crimes that are labeled against people, against property, and also against society. And all three of those saw an increase. Property crimes were up about 10%. That was the largest jump. Violent crimes, though, really have come down, even though they were up slightly in Springfield. Across the country, they've been down here in the past year. In fact, I think NPR just had a piece, and it was called something like Violent Crime is Dropping, and even if people don't believe it. Springfield is one of those tough towns because of the size of it to really gauge much from crime stats, because it doesn't take many cases to skew the percentages. For example, we had 5 murders in the city here last year. So, you know, if you end up having one extra one, sometimes that looks like a pretty big percentage increase. Burglary was up about 30%. That was a big one. So crime against property there. But, you know, sometimes also these police details that they put out there to go after certain crimes, or maybe have an operation that's going in a certain neighborhood, those can also skew the statistics. So it's tough to read too much into it, but overall it looked pretty much similar to what we saw in 2022.
You know, and there have been these stories about incidents out at the shopping mall with juveniles. That was over the winter break, and we talked about that, some of that in the context of the overall crime statistics and how people should think about them. You mentioned crimes against people, property, and society. Was there any detail on, I'm interested in that, crimes against society, what exactly that means?
Yeah, they don't list those completely, but they often tend to be things like drugs, gambling, prostitution, even animal cruelty actually falls against crimes against society. And again, those were up about 3% this year. So even though there were some, you know, some increases in some areas, others dropped. And overall, we did see a total of all of these three areas, crimes against persons, crimes against property, and society, of an increase of about 7% for the city.
All right. One of the places you can sometimes get a sense of some of that disorder and some of these problems can be in downtown Springfield. I'm sorry to say that. I do love going downtown. There's great bookstore there that I like to visit. But you know, there is some changes happening with the people who are downtown boosters, and that's a group called Downtown Springfield, Inc., the organization which aims to revitalize downtown. There's a new executive director. What's the story there?
Yeah, his name is Carlos Ortega. He grew up in Springfield. The job just recently came open again, and he applied for it. He was chosen to take over. In fact, he did that earlier this month. He'd spent time working in the Illinois Senate. He worked in the Peace Corps, and also more recently had served as director of a business development organization in Mattoon. You mentioned downtown Springfield. It has its share of issues. One of the biggest issues, just since, you know, the 30-plus years I've been in the city that I have seen, is fewer people going downtown, especially during the day. It used to be quite a hub for people working, for the state especially, and you would see a lot of people downtown. So, you know, restaurants, a lot of businesses did really well because of that. But now, due to the pandemic, due to state jobs being moved to different locations within the city, some would say even some places like Chicago, some of these jobs transported, and even more of this work from home idea that we have now, there's a lot fewer people down there. And so challenges are there for the city. It also has become a little bit more of a symbol of the homeless problem for the city of Springfield, trying to resolve that. So, yes, Carlos Ortega taking over, and he, you know, seems to be very energetic, very excited about coming to his hometown. He knows all of what's going on there. But again, he's going to have some challenges.
Let me remind listeners, it's The 21st Show. We're talking with Sean Crawford of NPR Illinois, WUIS, for our Friday Reporter Roundtable, where we talk about local news around the state. Let's turn to something else that Springfield is known for, and that is the Illinois State Fair. They're already beginning to announce some of this year's acts. Who can we look forward to seeing?
Well, we've got two acts announced. For those that have never been to the fair here, the shows are at the Grandstand most of the nights of the fair's 10 or 11-day run, depending on how you look at it. And two artists have been announced. One of those is a country performer, Jordan Davis. The other is Jason Isbell. He's gotten a lot of attention more recently, an Americana artist, if you want to call him that. He won the Grammy for Best Americana Album just recently. We will also get some classic rock coming in. Country, pop acts, maybe a surprise by the time it's all done. You know how that goes. Brian used to cover arts here in the city of Springfield, so you know how that goes. But it's a big event. In fact, Springfield is not much of a destination for a lot of big concerts anymore. That has sort of gone away from the capital city, goes to other locations. So the fairs really are a big event when it comes to musicians, especially coming to town.
Yeah, and we have seen, I will say, and I don't know if this is quite only the Pritzker administration or if it happened a little before then, but an attempt to diversify the acts, right?
Right.
We have Trevor Noah, I think, came in. Snoop Dogg was there a few years back.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right.
Yeah, I would expect more of that this year as well. So,
yeah. All right. Well, we will stay tuned to what's happening there. I think probably the last thing we'll talk about today is the University of Illinois Springfield. This kind of relates back to what we were talking about earlier with downtown. There used to be a big graduation ceremony downtown. Your humble correspondent used to be one of the people tapped to read the names at that. But there are changes. It's no longer going to be downtown, right? What's happening there?
They're going to move this to the campus. If you're not familiar with where the University of Illinois Springfield is located, we're on the south end of the city, and we have a performing arts center here on campus. That's where it's going to be. It is not as big as the convention center downtown, so they're going to split the graduation up into three different ceremonies depending upon the colleges. And one of the things I've heard a little bit of dissension over the fact that they're going to have to limit tickets for people. At least they think they're going to have to do this. They're not sure yet. It depends on how many file to graduate, but that they may have to limit the number of people that can come in. And I've heard from some different folks, including some students, and you have to think about this 4 years ago, what was going on? Well, we were in the midst of this pandemic. A lot of them got a little bit cheated out of their high school graduations. So now they're getting ready to graduate college. They'd like to have all their family there. We'll see if that works out or not. They're still in the process of making that happen. But the UIS decided to move this back. They said because of some surveys that they had done, they want to showcase the campus. I'm sure there's also a cost aspect to this because they had to rent the convention center, whereby they don't have to do that here on campus. So we'll see how it all works out. But yes, that is planned for this coming May 10th and 11th over a 2-day period.
All right. Sean Crawford is the news editor at WUIS NPR Illinois. Sean, always good to talk with you.
You too, Brian. Thanks.